We are going to continue with business combinations under common control. I give the floor to Julia.
I give the floor to Anna.
Sorry, Anna.
As you know, in December 2017, the board finalized the discussion about the scope of this project and started discussing the method of accounting for transaction within the scope of the project. So we are now looking at Agenda Paper 23A, and today we would like to ask you where you would like to start in developing an accounting proposal for transaction within the scope of the business combination and the common control project. So we identify three different alternative approaches that we describe in the paper, and which are: one, start from a blank sheet of paper; two, start from the existing requirements in IFRS standard; or three, start from the existing practice, and in particular, research performed indicated that the business combination on the common control are most often accounted for applying the variations of the predecessor method. So as noted in the paper, these alternatives are not discrete and they overlap. Secondly, they all focus on providing useful information for the primary user of the reporting entity's financial statement. Therefore, the resulting outcome and the resulting proposal under each alternative could be very similar. And finally, the guidance in the conceptual framework is considered under all alternatives. As I said, these alternatives approaches are discussed in the paper from paragraph 10 to paragraph 25, but I will go straight to our analysis and recommendation. And the staff recommend that the board use the acquisition method set in IFRS 3 as the starting point in developing proposal for transaction within the scope of this project. And in the staff view, the acquisition method provides the most logical and clear starting point. And in fact, the board concluded the acquisition method provides primary user with useful information about the business combination not under common control. Therefore, it would be logical to consider whether this method, so whether the acquisition method, would also provide some useful information for at least for some of the transaction within the scope of this project. Moreover, unlike other alternatives, as we describe in the paper, the acquisition method provides a clear starting point, as the method is already described in IFRS standard, it is tested, and it is well understood. And finally, the acquisition method is already applied in practice to account for some transaction within the scope of this project. Now, before I move to the question for you, I just want to make some important clarification, a couple of important clarification. First of all, using the acquisition method as a starting point does not mean that all, many, or even any transaction which within the scope of this project will be accounted for under this method, because the board will need to assess whether and when a transaction is similar enough to a business combination not under common control, that the same information should be provided, so the same method should be applied. And then for those transactions where the acquisition method does not provide useful information or provide information whose benefits do not justify the cost of applying that method, then a different method will need to be. So this was the first clarification. And as a second clarification, starting from the acquisition method does not mean that that method will be treated as a default method of accounting. So in other words, assuming that the board decided that the acquisition method should be used or should be required for some transaction within the scope, the board might decide that the acquisition method is should be applied only when certain condition or when certain criteria are met, and then in all other cases or other circumstances, a different method or method should be applied, or the other way around. So a different method or method will be applied when certain conditions are met, and in all other cases, the acquisition method will be applied. So deciding where to start does not presuppose how the board will propose how to draw the line between different methods. Now, our question for you is on page 8 of our paper, and we basically ask you if you agree with our recommendation to use the acquisition method set in IFRS 3 as a starting point in the developing proposal for transaction within the scope of this project. And with that, I'll turn it to you.
Hey, I see excitement around the table. Probably has to do with the fact that I was a bit surprised because from the discussion this far, I got the impression that we would expect that in many cases we would end up with predecessor accounting. And then it's a bit surprising that you would start with the opposite. You've tried to explain that.
Yeah, exactly.
Sue?
I agree with the staff's recommendation. I think it makes most sense given that clearly in non-common control transactions, we think it does provide the best information for users of financial statements and sort of consistent with our concepts. I think it's the logical place for us to start thinking. But I think that your clarifications and your tee-up are incredibly important, and I've already had a couple of conversations with people going, oh my God, and I've had to go through the whole process. So I think the way we communicate what the consequence of this might be is going to be super important. But I agree that from a logic of thinking perspective, it makes sense to start with this anchor and then develop our thinking from there.
Francoise?
So do I, in fact, in the same terms. So I'm not going to repeat everything. And I also agree that the clarifications are important. And I really expect that from that starting point, the analysis will be a critical one. So that we see whether it could work or not work, but I agree that's the starting point that makes sense.
Tom?
A couple of clarifications. Just on, I guess, the first one following on the last two comments. So it says in paragraph 26 that the acquisition method is a starting point in developing full proposals, which is different than when we get to the final product, the acquisition method being kind of the de facto starting point from which one would deviate. So I want to just be clear. So at this point, we're just saying the acquisition is the starting for the proposals, or are we expecting it'll stick around and be the starting point or the anchor to the ultimate standard?
I think my second clarification during the tee-up over a little bit this point. So this is the starting point for developing proposal. This is not an anchor, or this is not a default method. So the board can still decide whether the acquisition method should be applied when certain conditions are met, or the other way around. So if another method should be applied when certain conditions are met, and then the acquisition method should be applied in all other circumstances.
Would it have been better to say that it would be the starting point in the analysis leading to proposals?
Yeah, that's
what it is. And I was pleased to see the recommendation, so I support in principle. In our prior work, I could see that there seemed to be a leaning to the predecessor method, and I saw a lot of problems with that, and I see problems as a starting point because there's so many ways, you've told us there's so many ways people apply that, and you also get inconsistent and not comparable answers from it. So I'm glad we're not trying to start there. We also talked about fresh start in the past, and I think it's practical to start with things that we know and people are using rather than to start with fresh start, because that would just be consuming resources and so forth. So supportive of where we are.
Gary.
Thank you. I also agree with the staff recommendation, and in fact, as we changed my mind over time, I would originally have started with the predecessor method. But you have to start someplace, and I think it makes sense to start with the closest thing you've got that's on the shelf to these sorts of transactions. And I know as we've wrestled with this project, it's started and stopped several times over time, it's not so much the wholly owned units, it's where you got a significant NCI or some sort of non-controlling piece when we do with it. So I think you start someplace, makes no sense for a blank sheet of paper because you have two established methods to do it. We don't need to go try to create a third that's out there. I think if we're going to start with IFRS 3, the only caveat I would make to that is it's IFRS 3 as written. Let's not go try to improve IFRS 3 in the course of these things to the extent it doesn't necessarily fit any of the transaction issue. I don't want to go into that. Three is three, and it's untouchable. If it doesn't fit because of that, well, then we think about it. Instinctively, I think a lot of these transactions were done. The scope will, as you point out accurately, it's probably not the start finishing point. I think we're going to be in the predecessor method. If we're going to try to change something, I'd prefer to deal with the application of predecessor method than quote improvements to three. So I think you got the right starting spot.
Good job.
Thanks, Ernest. I will not disagree with staff's proposal because it's a starting point in the analysis, and also it does not mean that this method, the acquisition method, would be applied to all or many transactions within the scope of the project, as has mentioned. But we have to acknowledge that the reality is that predecessor method is now applying commonly in the practice. So people will think that, okay, maybe it's a big change to their current practice. So I agree with the staff said the paragraph 29. We should explore further how similar of the transaction under common control, business combination transaction under common control or not common control, how similar and conceptually can we support using acquisition methods for business combination and common control or predecessor method. And also, I think very important thing is it possible for us to do some further analysis or outreach to know the benefit and the cost if those business under common control has been used, are going to use predecessor method, and they will go to change their method to use the acquisition method. That means they have to use the fair value measurements for those assets and the liability acquired, how much cost they will be added to prepare us, and also try to seek the benefit for those users they gained. Because currently, it seems that there are not big voice come out because those companies are using predecessor method, but it seems that many users are satisfied with those information based on the predecessor method. But once we change, if we change from the predecessor method to acquisition method, whether the users can get more useful information, gain more benefit, comparing the cost prepared bed. So I think this kind of cost and benefits analysis is too needed, because as I know that some of the business combination under control is really huge, very huge business combination under control. So if they change the current predecessor method from current predecessor method to acquisition method, the cost will be very, very high. And there are also new issues will come out, such as the staff has illustrated some of them. Goodwill will be recognized or not, how to measure those assets and the liability at fair value or something like that. So I think these kind of new issues, we should also think about that.
Mary?
Also supportive of the staff recommendation. Kind of like Hans, I was surprised, not badly, but just in terms of what you'd asked me to place a bet, I don't think this is the bet I would have placed. And it did give me a moment of thinking, are we marching down a route that will introduce unnecessary complexity? And I think it might be helpful in the future as you start developing it, and maybe even for Sue's messaging point, to kind of break it down into three categories, because my back of the envelope version is no, we're not. The In the consolidated financial statements of the group within which the common control transaction has taken place, I don't think that there would be an impact, of this decision. In the, if they are prepared, separate financial statements of an entity that was an acquirer, you would end up with an impact on the carrying value of the investment if you were not electing to use IFRS 9 to measure the investment. So it isn't the whole all singing, all dancing every time you have this. It would impact the carrying value of the investment. As I said, this is my back of the envelope version, so go away and think about it. So the place where it will have the impact and increase the complexity is, I think, the consolidated financial statements of the reporting entity that was involved. And the question then would be, why is this entity doing consolidated financial statements? I think very often, if they are doing it, it will be because there is some kind of NCI or interest, in which case, going back to the work we'd done before, I think it does indicate that the acquisition method provides more relevant information, because the previous work and analysis that you've done of the different kinds of common control, BizCom under common control, it was the involvement of NCI that was one of the things that increased the relevance of acquisition accounting. So I think if you break down the analysis into terms of thinking a model based on the acquisition method, and by the way, I want to echo Gary's point about let's not start tinkering with IFRS 3 itself, in this regard, it really will have an impact on a limited number of situations, and that may be one of the things we want to think about communicating early, if it proves out.
Amaru?
Makes sense. I'll be short. I also do support staff. I think it's the logical starting point should be IFRS 3. The ISB believed that was the best alternative for business combinations. If we go to IFRS 3 itself, or even to the base of conclusion, there is no clear reasoning why we didn't apply that to business combination under common control as well. So it's just a following up of the previous literature. So I think we left that for far too many years, to be honest, coming from a region where business combination and common control are extremely common, and it to be practiced what we call the predecessor method. This is a label that we are calling, but we have no definition in IFRS. But also, I think I would call the attention of what the staff has stressed when describing alternative 3. There are still diversity in practice that I learned as well. When I started this project, I believed that the practice was overwhelmingly to use the predecessor method. And as the project evolved and the discussions that followed up, I learned that that was not always the case. So I think it's the logical starting point to explore the costs and benefits as stressed by Jin Chao, of course, would be extremely important. I think we'll have the opportunity to do this following the due process that is attached to the project we developed. And the aim should be really to reduce the diversity that we are seeing today and achieving the best accounting method to faithfully represent these transactions.
Darryl.
Just very quickly to pick up on the point Mary made, it doesn't come through in the EEG summary, but a number of the EEG participants noted that in their jurisdictions, they do require consolidated accounts at various levels, not just because of outside shareholders. So I think as much as it would be nice to think that we've gotten out there, I suspect we'll find that it's going to be harder than that to get to.
Okay. Can I see who supports the staff recommendation?
14. Thank you very much.
Surprising proposal gets surprising support.